Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is the message of the Lord by Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the readings for the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time, Year A. First reading will be taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 31, verses 10 to 13, 19 to 20, 30 to 31. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 128. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Thessalonians, chapter 5, verses 1 to 6. Gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, verses 14 to 30. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is talents given, not for self-glorification. Today's Gospel message from St. Matthew is also set on Tuesday of the Holy Week and on the Mount of Olives. Like he noted in last Sunday's parable about the 10 bridesmaids, our Lord Jesus urges us again with today's parable of the talents to stay wide awake and sober and serve God with constancy, for the day of the Lord is coming and we do not know neither the day nor the hour. In other words, my brother, my sister, as disciples and children of God, we were fearfully and wonderfully made, Psalm 139 verse 14, and called by grace to participate in the divine nature and to offer all of ourselves in glorifying God and serving our brothers and sisters. Hence, we have been sacramentally empowered, my brothers and my sisters, to overcome ourselves so as to use our God-given talents and gifts, which are unique to our calling and mission on earth, to fulfill our everyday duties, especially the smallest ones, and to faithfully prepare ourselves to receive the crown of life. In order to be successful in carrying out our God-given duties and responsibilities, first, we must rediscover our love for the one who loved us first, made us sons and daughters of the light and day, and makes us worthy to participate in and live within his divinity. We must rediscover our love for our God. Hence, we must learn to pray, constantly celebrate the sacraments, study God's words in sacred scripture and his church, and fan our faith into flame by cooperating with the Holy Spirit. We cannot do it on our own. We must learn to cooperate with the Holy Spirit. Secondly, whilst we are in communion with the Holy Spirit, we must prayerfully ask for a revelation of our talents and gifts, or if we know what some of them are, ask the Lord to teach you how to use them for the purpose for which they were bestowed on you, they were bestowed on us. In other words, my brother, my sister, the Lord has given to us different charisms and gifts that are unique to us, unique to you. But they are not for self-glorification. Rather, they must be used for proclamation of the good news and well-being of our brothers and sisters. Like the woman of strength and virtue in today's first reading, who was wise and successful as a mother, wife, businesswoman, and carer of the needy, we are called to share our light of faith consciously and consistently with the world. We are called to share what the Lord has given to us with others. And so, my brother, my sister, we must not bury our talents, because they were designed for a purpose. In other words, we are implementers and exporters of God's creative purpose, and the Lord is ever willing to assist us in fulfilling our mission here on earth. We have a mission, we have a mandate, and the Lord has given us the talents we need to carry out His work. May the Lord bless us as we work for our salvation, and also as we help others to seek the face of the Lord. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.